I understand that when you were preparing to be part of this religion and society exchange, this project, that first you said you were going to go, and then you got feedback from various people saying that maybe it'd be a good idea if you didn't go, so you were pulling back, and then you made the decision to go. And I think you went, and I think it was a very happy and rich experience for you. Could you talk a little bit about the forces, the values, the ideas that were competing as to whether you would or would not participate?
I think to answer that question, one has to understand the role that Israel plays in the identity of a Jewish person in America. We hear about Israel, the modern country, in the news every day, but Israel is much deeper and plays a more meaningful role in the lives of a Jew. To speak about Israel is to speak about one's narrative, the one's Jewish identity. Israel is our homeland since the time of the Bible, and so when I was making the decision about making this trip, the tension or the difficulty that I was having had to do with traveling to Syria, because as you and many others know, Syria does not believe in the right for Israel to exist today. And so that was a tension that I had about traveling to a land where, in essence, I perceived myself to be of the enemy. And I believed that my safety was at risk, and I was unclear about what that would entail and how they could guarantee my safety. And so I really discussed long and hard whether my traveling to Syria was a risk worth taking. I was a new father at the time. I had a four-month-old baby. I was very concerned. In the end, I made the decision with my family and my friends, colleagues, that traveling to Syria was something that not many, if really on one hand, the amount of rabbis have ever traveled to Syria in modern times and be able to talk about a firsthand experience. And I felt that that was a compelling value, that I'm not going to stand and live my life through the fear. Rather, if I was going to have the opportunity to be there and see for myself and ask questions and speak from a place of experience, then that was something that I couldn't miss the opportunity to do.